Hi, everybody. Welcome back here to another bite-sized political podcast. And as always, thanks for being part of this. A big shout out to those of you who are patrons of the channel and who help support me doing this. And if you haven't become a patron, have a think about it. The link's below. It only costs you less than one cup of coffee in the month. Less than that. Half a cup of coffee if you base it in Starbucks prices. So I'll leave that thought with you. But anyway, let's get to the meat of the story, with my apologies to vegans. And I bring you the news that Lawrence Fox has revealed, this is a Daily Mail headline, by the way, so before I go any further, this is their words, not mine. Lawrence Fox reveals he has COVID and is treating himself with horse medicine, lols, 4 days after posting snap of himself in a t-shirt stating, "No vaccine needed, I have an immune system." Oh no, Lawrence has come down with the Rona. Yes, he's revealed he's caught COVID, but says he will tackle it with hot toddies, that's hot whiskies, and over-the-counter medications, including worming tablets. The controversial actor turned activist. Oh, right. So they don't want to admit he's also the Reclaim Party leader. They don't want to say that, do they? Well, it is the Daily Mail. Contracted the virus days after posting a t-shirt stating, "No vaccine needed, I have an immune system." He'd been on holidays in Mexico, you see. He's just come back home. But guess what? Oh, no, he's doubled down on his opposition to the vaccine. Oh, my God. This man, is he a domestic terrorist? He posted his COVID results on Twitter, but at first appeared to question whether it was accurate, saying that's if the LFT is to be believed. Well, absolutely right, Lawrence. We know that these lateral flow tests are wildly inaccurate. The only thing I would say is, why are you even testing yourself? If you think you've got a man flu or whatever, you know, cold, heavy cold, just leave it at that. You don't have to say it's COVID. In my opinion, I would question that one aspect of it. But anyway, he described himself as being so happy to be, quote, joining the natural immunity club. Then after he was mocked, he was mocked on Twitter, imagine that, for taking ivermectin, Panadol, and ibuprofen to relieve his symptoms, he posted a video to his account railing against the vaccine. The Daily Mail then claims ivermectin is an antiparasitic medicine used to treat humans and animals for worms. Heads up, Daily Mail, I need to break it to you. If you go to the Indian, the massive Indian region of Uttar Pradesh, you will find that ivermectin was used to treat the people living there, along with a few other bits and bobs, for COVID, and it worked really, really well. How do you explain that, BBC, Daily Mail? You absolute scum media. Fox, who described catching coronavirus as, quote, "a visit from Lord COVID," said in a video online, "I don't often read the replies to my tweets, but I saw there were loads of them. The thing that made me laugh the most, the absolute most, was people criticizing me for taking Panadol and ibuprofen while saying my immune system, I thought you had an immune system, mate." So I just want to give a huge shout out to those who, whenever they get a bit ill, are willing to take a total novel, brand new technology, mRNA treatment with absolutely no data, ahead of medications that have been prescribed by billions and billions of people around the world. Well, I agree with that, Lawrence. I feel a bit man-flu-y, but that's to be expected. But, you know, I'm going to fight this. And to all you brave little vaccine guinea pigs, I fully commend you and your desire not to take Panadol ever again or ibuprofen because you want to stick to your vaccines. So there we go. So that was a bit of a backhand he gave to his critics. And, you know, in this one, there's several thoughts I have with regard to Lawrence Fox meeting Lord COVID. The first thing is, yeah, I'm not sure why he tested himself. I don't really get that. You know, I would need to be extraordinarily ill before I would consider taking a lateral flow test. And even then, why would I do that? Because I don't believe that they're accurate. So I don't know why he did that. But I do accept from the looks of the video, he's clearly got a cold or maybe a flu of some sort. And that happens a tremendous... I mean, I've been in... Back in the days when I used to travel, and I traveled the world, folks, for a long time, pre-COVID, you know, when you go away, you'd come back, oftentimes you would feel unwell. And that's, I think, just the natural process of going from one region of the world to the other. Being exposed to whatever respiratory viruses are there or that you encounter in transit and planes and stuff. And it just happens, you know. So he's doing the right thing. He's treating himself. He's taking the right precautions. I see he's using, certain things to reduce his temperature, Panadol, ibuprofen, having hot whiskey is just a good idea generally. I think if you like whiskey, I do. And having ivermectin, again, I think is a pretty good idea. There's the Zelenko protocols that he could use. I'm not sure if he's aware of them. But essentially, that's just to treat himself from just making sure he's covering all the bases. But being sensible, I'm sure he will make a fast and rapid recovery. The thing is, the people who mock him, the people who without any shame, take two doses and then take a third dose, and then still catch it, but then turn around and say, yeah, but it would have been so much worse if we hadn't have taken three doses. They don't see the irony, do they? They see no irony in this whatsoever. No one has ever said that people who don't take COVID-19 vaccines won't get the cold. Never claimed that. No one's ever claimed that. Of course we will. But that does not mean, as Lawrence rightly points out, we need to expose ourselves as lab rats. It doesn't mean that. So there you go anyway. Lawrence Fox has met Lord COVID. He seems to be taking it in a fairly balanced way. It seems to me he's got a bad cold, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not sure if you folks believe lateral flow test accuracy. I certainly don't. But certainly, Lawrence, the Daily Mail, absolutely salivating with excitement at the news that Mr. Fox is unwell. I wish Lawrence Fox a full and speedy recovery.